Welcome to the Sparked Podcast, a place to keep your spark bright. Here, I've brought together my most powerful tips from the last decade plus partnering with small businesses on all things leadership, mindset, people, and culture. Here, my approach combines intuitive psychology, strategy, neuroscience, and results-based coaching to unlock your highest potential. Step into your power and truly own your role as a leader so that you can spread the positive impacts of your purpose-led work everywhere. My name is Emma Campbell. I'm a mindset and performance coach for purpose-led leaders. I'm a mama to two cheeky little munchkins. I'm a wine appreciator, nature-obsessed, stubbornly optimistic child at heart. And I'm here to inspire belief in what's possible for you because it is all so possible. I hope that this podcast leaves you feeling lighter, more inspired, and more ready than ever to go out there and take actions on your big dreams and vision. I can't wait to dig in. See you in the podcast. Hello, hello. So lovely to be here. Gosh, the end of the year, the 19th of December, I am here with you recording this podcast. And I thought, what better a time to chat to you about strategy and leadership days, or, you know, they're known as different things, but strategic planning, vision days, leadership days. And I'm a really, really big fan of a team offsite, and taking the time, as particularly as the leadership team, to get together away from the office and chat about your biggest dreams and intentions and, you know, goals and ideas for where you want the business to be in the following year. Because you've probably heard that saying that, you know, you need to spend more time on the business rather than in the business, right? Which is challenging. But the cool thing that I find about something like a strategic planning offsite or a leadership day offsite is that they're kind of like this really beautiful way that you can carve aside this time in such a valuable way to actually do that whole on the business work, particularly if it's done well. And because I know what it's like, you know, I work in so many different clients' offices, like whether it's in their actual office or coaching sessions online. You know, I also work in my own business and I've worked in organizations myself, and I know what it's like when we have all the intentions to do all the strategy work, to do the goal setting work, to do the vision clarity, you know, to reflect and, you know, work on the business. But then life gets in the way, and then you get that phone call, and then you get that email, and then an employee has an emergency, or your child has something that happens to them, or you just feel sick, or I don't know, like life just gets in the way, right? And that's why I feel like something like a vision and leadership day or a strategy and leadership day, they're such a powerful way for just being like, okay, for this one day, like we are going all in, we are committing, this is going to be the day that we set all the intentions, we get really clear on where we're going, you know, we come together as a team. And I feel like if every business decision is, you know, a series of having lots of little conversations, you know, your strategy day is when the most important conversation for their business's entire future will take place, right? The most important conversations for your business's future will take place in that strategy day. And when you know that you've got a whole day carved aside, you can like, you can get your brain and your mind and your energy and your presence like all really like locked into and centered and present within that room. Rather than like, you know, if you're just kind of trying to throw it in like a half hour here or an hour here or whatever, you're kind of like not fully present because you're still thinking about that client or that family member or whatever. So with 2024 just around the corner, you know, I wanted to give you some tips on if you were going to prepare for your best year yet, your best and biggest year yet, regardless of what's happening in the world. You know, there are still companies out there that regardless of what's happening, they're still deciding that this is going to be their best year yet. And I wonder if you're going to be one of those people. So first of all, let me do a quick intro on like what is a leadership and strategy day. So the way that there's lots of different ways to run them, but the way that I love to run them is, this is probably a reflection of my personality. I love to have a little bit of variety in there. I love to have a little bit of a mix of three different sort of focus areas or three different things that you get to tick off. One, you get this beautiful sense of leadership connection, like leadership cohesion, like leadership team building, because you're actually bringing these core leaders together and asking them some really big questions and getting them to do some, you know, really challenging and powerful and thought-provoking work, which has a really beautiful added benefit of building a sense of solidarity and connection and cohesion and alignment, which is what you need in order for your business to succeed, right? Like, there is no doubt about it. A business's success and a business's culture is all too often a reflection of the core leaders and the core leadership team and how strong they are and how well, you know, they're getting along in their sense of alignment and relationships. So there's like a beautiful, beautiful benefit of just bringing these leaders together in itself. Then of course you get the strategy and the vision piece. So, you know, being able to have those conversations about where are we headed? What do our biggest dreams look like? What's going to get in the way? You know, what is our vision? Where do we want to be in 3 to 5 years? And what do we need to do next year in order to move and progress on that? And then the third piece is I'm a really big fan on actually making this a bit of like a leadership development process in itself, because you can't do the vision work without tapping into the mindset work at the same time. Because when we take that next step forward in our business vision, we need to make sure our mindset is aligned to that vision that we're working towards, right? Because if we've got all these beliefs that it's not possible, we're not capable, it's too hard, we haven't got enough money, we haven't got enough time, whatever those limiting beliefs are, we're not actually going to take any movement towards that vision. So they're the three prongs or the three pillars that I believe a leadership and strategy day really taps into. And that is that sense of leadership team alignment. You get the strategic and vision clarity, and then you also get the leadership development piece, particularly leadership mindset. So, yeah, basically, what was I going to jump into next? Like the fact that these are an incredible way to kick off the new year, you know, with momentum and clarity and direction moving forward. And I think one of the things that they can really support you with is, you know, if you're like any other human out there, we all have a tendency to jump, or we can jump straight into, like if we haven't done a day like this, we can often jump straight into default mode, like kicking off the new year with all the good intentions to do things differently, but, you know, unintentionally repeating, you know, exactly the same mistakes, exactly the same things as we did last year. Because unless we've got a clear plan and accountability system, and unless we've actually taken time to reflect on what worked last year and what didn't work, you know, to learn from the past and to learn from the things that didn't go so well and make changes, then we can have all the intentions to do things differently. But knowing how life works and how our habits are like the strongest parts of us, you know, there's a really, really big chance that we're just going to fall back into all those old habits, because we're very good as humans at, you know, telling ourselves, you know, oh, next year I'll do things differently. Like even when we set New Year's intentions, right? And then the new year starts and we tell ourselves, oh, we're too busy to do that thing, or, you know, we'll do it next week, or You know, we'll have a leadership meeting and we'll chat about it then. And then, you know, life gets in the way again. And suddenly it's like middle of the way through the year and we're just like, what the hell happened? Where did that year go? Does that kind of sound a bit familiar? I actually ran this process with a client who had been wanting to get their marketing rolling, like their marketing strategy and system rolling for perhaps like a few years, but just didn't really know how to get started. And I don't know, something just kept getting in the way. And anyway, so we went through this process together and we got the whole leadership team together. You know, we clarified their vision. I took them through some big, powerful, deep diving questions, you know, introduced an amazing goal setting system, which is called the OKR goal setting system. And then created some really like fun, flexible, rhythmic accountability systems that just supported them to keep them on track and keep that momentum going. And now they have got a killer marketing person on board. They've got a powerful marketing strategy and consistent content being pumped out. And it's all because we started from the top. We started from the vision piece, we built a strategy, and then we had some amazing accountability systems in place to make sure that, you know, they were actually being supported to deliver on the things that were really important to them. So, all right, so what would my tips be for when it comes to leading your own day? So I think the first one is having a plan is really, really important. So rather than just kind of like walking into it and, you know, then just hoping for the best and saying, all right, you know, what are we going to do next year? Like, be really clear on what your agenda is. You know, decide what you want to cover in advance, and make sure you've actually mapped out and carved out some timelines around those particular items. So, for example, I'd usually start off the day with some sort of fun energizer to get people like in their bodies, you know, present in the room, kind of laughing, you know, letting off some of that, maybe that tense energy that they might have been storing up from, I don't know, the day or the week or whatever. I'd usually jump into doing a little bit of sort of like self-awareness work or some leadership mindset work. Then I would jump into like reflection from the previous year, making sure that we definitely take some time to really celebrate the shit out of what we've achieved the year before. Jump into some creative brainstorming exercises. Lots of post-it notes are usually used here. Maybe some whiteboards to start to do the vision creation work. And then I would usually finish off with the strategic planning and OKR methodology piece. So having a plan is really, really important. The other piece is, you know, really thinking about how can I ask some powerful questions here? Because I'm a big fan of what's that saying that you can only access different answers from different questions. So if you've never been asked the question before, you're never going to access the answer before, right? So different questions access different answers. So what are some powerful questions that you could throw into the mix that would activate answers that you've never heard before and ideas and solutions that you've never had before? So say, for example, like one of my favorite questions is like, what would we do if success was guaranteed? What would you do if you knew success was guaranteed? Like, what would your year look like if nothing was getting in your way and failure was just not even an option. Failure wasn't even invented yet. Like, what would 2024 look like for you? Or if you released all fear and doubt, you just threw it out the window, you know, what could you let yourselves believe you could achieve in 5 years' time? You know, some of these questions, even just being phrased slightly differently, can access different answers. And what I would recommend as well is sending these questions to the team in advance. So like at least a day or two before your strategy day, so that the whole team has got an opportunity to reflect on some of these answers. Because often the extroverts are pretty happy to kind of like wing it in the moment. They don't need sometimes that internal reflection time because they process a lot on the outside. But introverts do their processing on the inside, so internally. So being able to accommodate for all different types of personalities so that you can hear from all the different voices, really, really powerful. Some other good questions are like, what would an outsider do if they came into our business? What do we think that they would say about our business? You know, what is the lesson that seems to be taking us the longest to learn and why? Another one is, what are our blind spots as a business? What are our blind spots as leaders? Which is a bit of a trick question, right? Because we don't really know our blind spots. That's why they're blind. But that's when having a facilitator or a coach or something like that that can help create a process to illuminate those blind spots can be really, really powerful. My tip number three is to pick a great space. So pick an uplifting venue, somewhere fresh and fun that inspires the energy that you really want to create, you know, something that feels different to the office. You know, I'm a big fan of like big, spacious, beautiful, light, rustic studios, particularly like with lots of like nature and, you know, trees and stuff around so that you can kind of shift and change up the focus of the day and get people outside and then inside and out of their chairs and moving around and like keep the energy high. But, you know, tune into the culture of your business and choose a venue that feels fun and uplifting and that would inspire some new ideas. My fourth and final tip for the moment anyway is to be really clear on who will lead different parts of the day, or if you're going to get an external facilitator in, you know, making sure that they're clear on like what your core objectives are for the day and what you want to achieve. You know, deciding who will lead it and making sure that that person is prepared. I don't usually recommend that, you know, one person or like the CEO facilitates the whole conversation, because I really like seeing the CEO part of the conversation, like included and contributing to it just like anyone else. And if the CEO or, you know, some one person in the room has kind of got these dual roles of being the facilitator of the session as well as the contributor, it can get a little bit tricky. It kind of like takes the focus away from them being able to be like fully surrendered into the moment as a contributor, because they're having to wear these two different hats, if that makes sense. So they're my top four tips. You know, I feel like, I guess this hopefully goes without saying, is that being able to involve the whole leadership team in your vision and strategy days is a really, really powerful act in itself, because it like sends all these great messages to the leadership team that, one, you know, you care about what they have to say, two, you want them to be part of the future, and three, like it has this beautiful added effect that, you know, they feel important, they feel significant, they feel valued. And if they feel involved and like they've been able to put input into that strategy, they are much more likely to get on board it, rather than you kind of, I don't know, heading off with your business partner, deciding what the strategy day is, and then coming back and being like, this is what we're doing, guys, and them kind of feeling like they're just being told what to do rather than them feeling like they got to have a voice in that. And that can be really, really powerful for, you know, inspiring a sense of meaning and purpose and motivation and just like a real sense of focus on clarity on where you're going forward. And one of the things that I really like to do during the end of a strategy day, particularly when you start to get to the pointy end of the strategic planning piece, is just make sure you've got some clarity and commitment on different roles and, you know, what everyone's going to be doing within the business, particularly around that vision piece. Like, get some ownership and accountability moving into the new year so everyone's really clear on their part in the vision. And yeah, one last little awesome benefit of this work is that it can be really, really good for attracting new team members. Like when you're doing your recruitment and your hiring process, if you can get like really excited during the recruitment process to actually talk to candidates about like, hey, this is where we're going and this is what we're going to be doing and this is our vision of the future. And, you know, is that something that excites you? And if it is something that lights them up, then you know that you've got a vision aligned human that is like going to be in it for the long run, right? So there's so many great benefits. I'm a big fan of these days. And if you would like me to help you facilitate your strategy day, I'm going to be taking bookings for January and February, and a few have already booked out. So just reach out with any questions. No obligation or pressure to book in, even if you just want to ask a few questions on how it works. I've got options for half day offsites and full days. And I've also got some retreats coming up that I'm in conversation with another facilitator around. So even if you want to reach out and have a chat about either of those, I would love, love, love to hear from you. My email is hello@emmacampbell.com.au. That's hello@emmacampbell.com.au if you want to reach out and learn some more. And, you know, if you want to know what to expect from an Emma Campbell type strategy day, if you know me relatively well by now, I'm a big believer in keeping these days fun, like not getting too serious and bogged down in the detail, because we can figure the detail out later. I'm a big fan of like challenging you to think bigger and better than ever before, keeping things really light and high energy and full of excitement, and just like getting everyone walking into 2024 feeling really inspired and, you know, ready and rearing to go for the year. I really, truly do believe that setting aside one day to set your entire year up for success can have the most wonderful and transformational impact for the success of your entire year. So, big fan. Anyway, sending you all the love. I hope this was helpful. If you decide to do your own strategy day, please let me know how you go. I would love to hear if these tips were helpful for you. And yes, we can talk about all the things later on in the year. Sending you all the love and Merry Christmas. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. If you enjoyed, I would just love it if you took one little minute to leave a quick review or even to share this potty with a friend who you think might benefit from its message. It's honestly hearing your feedback that keeps me going and helps me spread the word to get in the ears of other people just like you who are going through similar challenges and keen for a little bit of inspiration. Thank you so much. I love you. I appreciate you. And I'll see you in the next podcast.